Network.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of ET Network. I'm your host, Deadman. With me, as always, my brother Mustard and the tiny Gibby from Michigan is here. DJ is running late, but that's, of course, he's running security at his Femboy Hooters. But, you know, we forgive him for it. He'll be here soon enough. Anyways, so Mustard's operating on 3% and Gibby's hyper. So let's see how this show goes. What have you guys been watching? What have you guys been playing? What have you guys been doing?
Well, first off, have you guys heard about these new nuts from Saganda?
Son of a bitch, I'll take the bait. No, I haven't. What about the nuts from Saganda?
Sagandi's nuts, dog. They're...
I see that one coming a mile away, but I'm like, okay, no fucking dead man's not going to go for it, so screw it.
Nah, because I've hit him with it like 3 times this week already.
None of them have worked.
Yeah, right. You got baited with, you looking for D's?
What are D's? D's nuts. Nice. Oh, shit, fam.
That's getting them all week.
Anyways, what about you? What have you been doing this week, Mustard, besides trying to make these nuts jokes?
I've been watching Breaking Bad again.
Right.
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty. And I'm trying to learn how to get the new X-Defiant closed beta for Ubisoft.
I'm signed up for that.
Yeah, I know, me too. But they haven't, like, let me know anything. They're keeping me on the back burner.
They're doing it in batches, apparently.
Yeah, that's smart, but that's also, like...
Really mean. Annoying. Yeah. Yeah. Because you and I are like, hey.
Like, we already tested the fucking game. And it was okay. Bad. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, the time to kill was a little too high for me.
I think the time to kill with, like, the cool weapon was shitty. Like, the rest
of
it,
though. No one-shot snipers? None?
No one-shot snipers.
It's stupid.
Which, of course, is a sin.
Mm-hmm. Good. Fuck you guys. Fuck you, sniper-using people. I said what I said. Fight me on it.
What about you, Gibby? What have you been up to?
You're just outing yourself.
Oh, yeah, that I can't use snipers. Hell to the yes. I will admit that.
Fucking outing yourself.
I will admit that with my whole ass. I cannot use snipers to save my life. I like my spray and praise, thank you. I have been trying my diddly damnedest to get through Resident Evil 4, but I just find myself dropping it for some reason. And then I just, like we were talking about in the pre-show, I just finished Blood Sea today, which, beautiful, gorgeous. And I watched the first episode of Hell's Paradise, and that's about as far as I got. Like, not because it's a bad anime, but just haven't watched episode 2 and 3 yet. Which I recommend the ever-loving shit out of Hell's Paradise.
I am curious about it. I'm not going to lie.
You're so far away.
I know. I am curious about it. I'm not going to lie. Let's see. I caught up with the newest Demon Slayer, which, of course, we're going to be talking about here. I also watched... what did I watch? Watched a movie, and it sucked. Which is kind of why I forgot it. Dark Ship or some shit like that. It was on Amazon, and I was like, cool, underwater movies. I like underwater movies. It's about people that go into a mysterious wreck, and I'm like, cool. I like underwater movies because I would never shoot one in my life. I'm never going to shoot a water scene. Those things are so complicated. So I was like, these guys literally just shot the whole thing underwater. I'm curious, right? It's zombies underwater.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, and it had such a cool atmosphere going into it. It was like, oh, we have no idea why this mysterious, this ship sank. And it was like under such mysterious circumstances. And then they get in there before the zombies activate. And there's people like hanging by their neck, like from rafters. And there's people like chained up and stuff. And you're like, oh, fuck, this could be cool. Nope, zombies.
That's it?
Zombies. It was fucking zombies. I was like, dude, I was like flinging my drink against the wall angry about it. I finished it, but I was like, I do so under protest.
You were reluctantly doing it.
Yeah, dude, I was like, I do this, but I'm not going to enjoy it.
So it was a Billy Madison sort of thing? Like, we all heard your answer, but we are now all stupider for hearing it.
Well, no, because it looked so cool, and it had such a nice, it had a really nice atmosphere, like, for, like, a budget that it had. I think it was, like, a $500,000 budget, and I was like, wow, you filmed it for that little underwater. Neat.
All right.
And I was like, this is really cool, whatever. But then, like, zombies. Boo.
What's wrong with zombies, bro?
It's the same shit over and over and over again. It's nothing new. I've only seen one new thing with zombies in the last year.
Which one?
And that was the Zombie 100, the Bucket List of the Dead. That is the newest thing I've seen. The rest of it is just trash.
I've seen newer stuff with zombies that made me like really laugh. Cockneys versus zombies, where somebody literally punts a zombie baby into a billboard.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need you to send me the title of that.
Pro wrestlers versus zombies.
Pro wrestlers versus strippers versus zombies. Yeah, like a lot of weird stuff out there.
Wasn't there a whole era of insert thing versus zombies?
Versus zombies, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like hillbillies versus zombies, strippers versus zombies.
Zombie strippers was pretty funny, though.
Zombie strippers was good. I will give it that. Zombie strippers was pretty funny. See, but I think like legitimate zombie movies are so beaten to the goddamn ground, it's not even funny.
I mean, the whole horror genre is beaten to the fucking ground at this point, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, try to name a
unique horror movie in the last 10 years.
It follows.
That Megan movie was pretty good.
It follows. I have to say, it follows.
It follows is a unique one.
Unique, yes. There's too many original premises for me to just be like, yeah. There's too many unique premises for me to just sit there and go like, typical.
Oh wow, 10 years by a year.
By 1 year, I'll take it.
2014.
Take it. Take it.
Take my dub where I can get it.
Check this out. Check this out. Watch this. Ready?
Oh God.
Come here, little fella.
Easy, mate. Come on.
Is it all right?
Oh, it's not American made. That's why.
Oh, you little shit.
Too fucking much in one day, surely.
That was Cockneys versus Zombies, for anybody who cares to watch that.
That's pretty unique right there.
Yeah. God give me a totally God give me that little bastard getting punted. He got field goaled into a fucking billboard.
We're targeting against child cruelty.
Oh, I think the targeting thing is what killed me.
Yeah,
because it was a perfect punt, and then boom, bullseye. Oh shit!
What year did High School of the Dead come out? We Are All Dead. That's another one that was unique.
We Are All Dead, or All of Us Are Dead?
All of Us Are Dead. Thinking of that one.
But that's a show.
All right,
well, and it really wasn't zombie unique. Media though.
I don't know.
It really wasn't unique. It was like Train to Busan in high school.
Train to Busan was definitely.
It was a good movie, but unique? Nah.
Definitely unique. They told all the right stories while keeping the zombies a threat. Unlike most
motherfucking zombies on this motherfucking train or what?
Well, no. They told stories while keeping the zombies relevant. You know what I mean? Whereas most zombie movies, it's like, oh no, we're now going to hold up in this fill in blank for this amount of time, fill in blank. The zombies are out there. Oh no, a zombie got in. More time. Oh no, another zombie got in. You know what I mean? Like this like Train to Busan was like, story, zombies, story, zombies, 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 story, zombies. And then right at the last minute, it's like, oh, by the way, were you enjoying being emotionally stable? Out the window.
Mm-hmm. Nobody remember what you texted me. Oh, he got better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, because he was in another movie.
He was in the Squid Game.
He was in Squid Game, yeah, and I texted you. Oh, look, he got better.
He got better.
That's what I could never get into with Squid Game, and I tried. Something about it just didn't tickle my loins in the way that I wanted it to. Hmm. Watched one episode, and I was like, I understand why people like it. Not for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, that was the bit that actually made Mustard laugh for, like, 2 days straight.
Yeah.
He got better.
Oh, look, he got better.
But I mean, like cinematography wise, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Not only we're gonna cover Demon Slayer last. So those of you who are watching, waiting for the Demon Slayer talk, you're gonna have to stick around or leave and tune back in a little while. There is something I prefaced to Mustard, and he kind of disagrees, but kind of agrees, and that's that sometimes the anime looks better or tells the story better than the manga. And I stand by that.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. I didn't say all the time. I didn't say, like, this is a sweep. I said sometimes the anime tells the story better than the manga. And there are
sometimes.
There are specific examples that I'm going to use. You can take them or leave them. I know Mustard's got a little bit longer of an experience than Gibby does with this because Gibby's new to anime and stuff like that. But
yeah, still get my toes wet.
Oh, you little baby.
Hey, I'm okay. I'm trying to bust through like all of the goldens before I, find what. I mean, I already know what niche don't bust I like, too quick, but man. I'm trying not to. But I just find so many good stories after good stories. I'm holding it in, and it hurts.
So. One of them I can say with certainty, and this is my favorite anime of all time, so good luck trying to defend this one, is Ghost in the Shell. The one-shot anime. Oh, I'm sorry, the one-shot manga versus the movie. The movie was infinitely more beautiful. You were able to feel the characters a lot more. And on top of all of that, the story was told in such a mannered pace that the manga took a really, really long time to get around to.
Dude, the fucking manga was made in MS Paint, okay? with like $10 as a budget.
It was made in like the first variation of Photoshop.
Yeah.
AKV Logger, welcome to the show. So... Oh. That is one example. The other example I have is Vampire Hunter D. If you've ever actually read the manga or seen the manga, it is so fucking boringly gothic.
Mugen Train was fire, but the premiere was shit as hell.
What?
The Mugen Train was fire, but the premiere was shit as hell. Well, I disagree, but I mean... Do you have a reason why?
It was a plot setter. We got a good plot setter.
It was a setting setter, yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that and I was like, no, man, this is one I think I can argue, but then, I had an example pop in my head and that's Mad Bull 54. That one is like, I watched that entire anime and I loved every second of it. I tried reading the manga and I was like, I just don't feel the same. It does not give me the same sort of... Hit. Yeah, it doesn't give me the same sort of characterization that they gave Bull that they did in the actual anime. And pube grenades is still my favorite weapon in all of anime. That is something I will argue.
I feel you.
All right.
The Mugen Train had a whole fight, story, plot, and vision. Well, the Mugen Train was a movie.
It was a movie.
It's considered a movie. Yeah. So it's going to have all that shit in there. The premiere of the season was just one episode.
49 minutes. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. They ran long on that bitch, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. And plus, we're having time jumps in this set. We're having time jumps now, which is surprising for what this story is trying to accomplish. So, Mustard, what do you think, man? Do you think I'm correct or incorrect in my assessment?
I think sometimes, like sometimes, I don't know. Because like, yeah, you have some pretty good examples. Another good example for the anime being better than the manga would be Cowboy Bebop. Unfortunately,
Bebop, definitely.
Like, because Cowboy Bebop was very, very long, and as it is as an anime, there's a lot of dialogue, and a lot of useless dialogue, and in the manga, there's like 10 times more of that. So.
Oh God, is there?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's mostly
oh, yeah.
dialogue.
Mustard, it's been a minute since I've talked to you. I finally got around to watching the anime Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, the anime?
Yeah, finally got around to watching it.
What'd you think of it? Right?
Loved it.
It's a chef's kiss, right?
Oh, a chef's kiss. And the one episode where it was the French assassin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, just watching Spike get his ass kicked to no music whatsoever.
By an old man. Yeah.
Yeah, just no music whatsoever, just a drowning sound in the background gave me chills.
Yeah.
I was watching that, I had to get up and walk around. I was like, oh, that was, I didn't like that. All the other fights had, you know, upbeat jazz and shit to it. Nope, yeah. That one was just pure silence and an ass whooping.
Yep. And I like that. I like that they show that the Bebop crew can get beaten. You know what I mean?
Can lose.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. That's why it's one of my favorites, because it wasn't a fair fight. It was just a unadulterated ass whooping.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm glad you saw it, man. I'm glad you liked it. It's one of me and Dead Man's like favorite anime. Well, it's my favorite anime of all time, but
yeah. Always gotta show it off.
I mean, I have one too right here. Yeah.
We both had the swordfish. Season 3, episode 1 was good as hell. Just watched episode 2. That was good.
Oh, no spoilers. No spoilers in episode 2, please.
Did episode 2 just come out?
Yeah, it's today.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll get to that.
Yeah, don't talk about it because like we haven't seen it. I'm waiting.
Don't be that guy. But anyways, yeah, no, Cowboy Bebop is infinitely more entertaining than the manga, and
yeah, Attack on Titan as well. I think.
Definitely. I thought the manga would explain so much more than the anime. So like, I downloaded it and I was like, I was gonna read it, and I was just like, it's a one-to-one shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-to-one shot, and there is fuck all that they explain more in the fucking manga. And it has the same censorship too. You don't even see the people get eaten. It's the same censorship like in the fucking anime. And I'm like, what good are you?
You see people get eaten. What are you talking about?
In the anime,
like you just get chomped. You know what I mean? Like I was expecting something a little bit more.
The hell are you talking about? You see people getting eaten alive and shit.
Like they're like, you also doing like the anime.
Limbs flying everywhere, and what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, it's the same amount though. What I'm saying, it's like this in the manga and in the anime.
Isn't that maybe what we I downloaded the for kids version? Like, isn't that what we ask for? Was we want a shot for shot sort of thing?
Yeah, but I was okay. Now that you've seen Blood Sea,
yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is it never painted itself like a gory ass anime. I mean, it is, but the Attack on Titan did have like, it wasn't like overtly gory, you know.
Tokyo Revengers season 3 is going to be a really good. It's a shame that it's going to be the last one, but yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty good. Attack on Titan, man. Like I thought the manga was going to explain so much more, and it fucking doesn't. This is not fuck all.
Like our conversation last night. Where did the Titans come from?
Oh. Yes.
But okay, so like you have to eat an original Titan to get the Titan.
Uh-huh.
But where do they come from?
Wow. You don't find out until later.
I know, but I feel like that's such a fucking long haul just to explain where one of the main bad people of this series comes from.
Yes, Tokyo Revengers will be season 3 will be the last one. Yes. It's already been confirmed.
It's confirmed, bro. No, yeah. Attack on Titan, not any better. It's a shot for shot, and I think the sequencing and the fight scenes are better in the anime than they are in the manga. Another one, I guess would be Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man is definitely better.
Just, and here's my reasoning. Just because of the art style. The art style can get kind of confusing in the manga. Like, there's a lot of scribbles, a lot of explosions, a lot of clouds that are kind of just like, you know what I mean? Like, everything's kind of like blown up. And, like, it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what happens in some of the manga things. Like, you have to, like, really look in. Oh, shit, he's stabbing him in the head, isn't he? Yeah.
Sometimes it's really complex and really, it's really complex, and then out of nowhere, it gets really simple out of nowhere. And it makes.
Well, then it gets complex again at the end.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking to somebody who's all caught up on it, man. That's
yeah,
one,
same.
That's
I read the manga, and I'm waiting for season two. But yeah, dude, like, it's just, the fight scenes are way better in the anime. Due to that art style, I think. Like, yeah.
One Punch Man.
I've never read the manga. I don't have a comment.
One Punch Man is, in my opinion, way better as an anime, simply because not only the visuals, but the jokes hit so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, especially the, because obviously, you know, the One Punch Man style has that, like, small face where he's got the round head, like, the big round head the and the egg. Small, yeah, the egg face. That joke kind of lands in the manga, but when you see it in the anime, it tickles you in a way that you didn't expect it to.
Mm-hmm.
The one, actually what did it for me, right, was reading some of the manga, and this is kind of why I abandoned the manga, was I forgot what episode it is, but it's when Saitama turns around and he just like starts winding up one of the punches, and it's in that really serious like 2000s like frame by frame ultra muscular like artwork, and I was like, that looks fucking wicked. Like that super slow down frame by frame, and then in the manga, dude does his best. I'm not gonna lie, the dude does his best to make it look like super serious, but most of it's just hashed out, like trying to make him look hard. And I'm like, oh. And I was like, okay, so I'm gonna be sticking with the anime from now on.
Well, I'll give you an example of an anime that was worse than the manga was. Still pissed about this to this day. Berserk. Say what you want. I argue with me about this.
I haven't started reading it yet.
Huh?
I haven't started reading it yet. I need to.
Do you mean the South Park episode?
No, I mean, yeah, that's all it was. I was so pissed because I watched the Golden Age arc, like the 1990s version. I was so excited. I was like, oh, there's going to be more. And then I watched whatever kick the zombie baby into the poster that whatever 2018 was. Oh, I'm so pissed about the Conviction arc. The Conviction arc is my second favorite arc after Golden Age, and they absolutely slaughtered it. They made the priest, who is supposed to be this big, scary, intimidating figure in this arc, look like a goddamn Easter egg head or Easter Island head. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what part of this is supposed to be intimidating? What part is supposed to give me, like, evil main character vibes? This just gives, like, I'm laughing this entire season at you. And not only that, but the CGI is just...
You mean the camera that doesn't work? So they had to pause it like midway through his swing that one episode? I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite one... Yeah, my favorite one is still the South Park. The South Park season. They cut the budget for this fucking anime so much. Literally, Guts is animated like a South Park character walking off screen. Everybody calls it the South Park arc. What if Machina opens Denji's pants and the little chainsaw comes out? I mean, he could do it. He could do it.
You know he can.
He's only
16, bro.
Well, to quote one of those guys off of that one site, come on, man, in 16, a 16 anime is like 23 real life.
Don't be that guy.
It's a joke that made me laugh.
It's just
right? Drugs,
bro. It's just fit it there. Mm-hmm. No.
Nah, yeah. It made me laugh, right?
That's fucking gross.
But anyways, yeah, Berserk is, hey, there's the man himself.
Hello, sir.
Yo, what's up?
How was your security job there, DJ?
Security?
Yeah, I told him you're running late because you were running security for Femboy Hooters.
I I felt that eye roll over here.
Yes, we all COD.
Yes.
Fucking nerds.
Hold on.
Although I will say, going one for one, I would rather read One Piece than watch One Piece, and I stand by that.
You could stand over there. It's fine.
I don't care. I will stand over there by yourself. I will argue this until I'm blue in the face. It's fucking easier to read that 1,000-chapter story than to watch it, because some of those scenes are so long and drawn out. I don't know how people can sit through that.
With Dragon Ball.
I can actually go with that. I mean, I can agree with that. I mean, considering how long the series is, I mean, at least with the manga, you know, you just get a straight story and not filler.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're talking about animes that did it better than the mangas. We've given several examples, including Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, we're going to get to American comics, too.
Ghost in the Shell? Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The movie versus the one-shot manga, in my opinion, way more
beautiful. Okay, the one-shot manga. Okay, yeah, I'll agree with that. Because I was like, but the series, I don't know. Yeah, like, what?
Well, the series isn't canon. He didn't write it.
Yeah, he's still awesome.
I'm sorry, dude. It's important tonight. And it actually is important in Ghost in the Shell. Like, for once, like, being canon is important. In this series, it is.
I know. Just the canon argument is so goddamn stupid. It really is.
I hate making it. DJ knows I hate making it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know.
But,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
But Ghost in the Shell, it actually really is important. Like, it really is important because of what happens in the story and what the story is actually about. Like, DJ, agree, disagree, back me up on this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it all depends. But, you know, then again, the original Full Metal Alchemist series wasn't canon to the manga, and it's fucking awesome.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. Brotherhood's actually the manga accurate series.
Adaptation.
Shit, really?
Yeah. But yeah, the original, that was all them. I mean, they kept, of course, the basic shit, like, you know, the brothers and, the dad being gone and all that shit. But I would say like 80% of it was just them. It was just the studio.
Yeah, writing stuff.
Yeah, non-canon. And dude, it's literally one of the top. I mean, that's why it took me so long to watch Brotherhood, because the first series was just so damn good. I didn't want to fucking ruin it or anything.
What's the comic book series that had xenomorphs in it, dude?
Wait, what?
Xenos?
The comic book series with xenos that you guys were talking about a long time ago?
Oh, there's several. There is actually, like, Aliens comic books, but the latest one I read was Defiance.
You guys said that the xenos are just everywhere now, and don't look in the toilet. There's a Xeno in there. Like,
yeah, dude, that's what it was.
Yeah, like some of those comics got like freaking like crazy stupid. Yeah. I remember like in one of the, I think it was like back in '96, I saw a comic where there was like Xenos that was actually domesticated, like literally household pets.
What the fuck?
The desert arc. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, like literally household pets, and I'm like, oh my god,
bro, gotta let my Xeno out.
You know, it was like you took the perfect beast that you and it acted like a cat too and everything. I was like, damn,
that's cool.
Don't worry, bro. He don't bite.
He does, and it didn't. Unless she wanted to, because it was a lady that owned that xenomorph, and it was like, you can get one.
I remember that.
Are those comic books canon?
No.
Damn.
At least not anymore, anyway.
In one of the movies, they just need to have a xenomorph as a pet.
No, because it's called the desert. It's called the something desert, right? The green desert. I don't remember. It's something like that, right? And it's about, like, the Xenos landed on this fucking planet, and literally life is so desolate on this planet that they had no choice but to become subservient to humans. subservient to humans. So, like, you get the layout in the first comic book, you get the layout of this world, and a U.S. colonial marine crashes on this planet by accident, and he goes into this woman's house, and the last shot of the comic is this woman getting him water out of a jug, and one of the Xenos is crawling down from the rafters, and that's the last shot of the first comic. So you're like, yeah, baby, we're gonna have some fucking monster fucking fighting and everything in the desert planet. No, the next comic book literally starts with her petting it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the floor next to her, and she's petting it. And the dude's just sitting there with his pulse rifle, like, how in the fuck?
Yeah, and you pet it, leash and everything.
Yeah.
And that's canon, like I'm saying.
It's not canon.
No,
it's
all canon. No.
They might as well just say it's canon, just to fuck with people. Just to fuck with the diehards.
They wanted the water planet to be canon, and that was one of the stupidest goddamn things in history. That was so goddamn dumb. It was Xenos suddenly adapted to water. They didn't take over life forms in the water, right? They didn't face-hug water creatures or anything else like that, chest bursters to become aquatic creatures. No, they just showed up and were like, we're water things now.
Like,
check out my fin. Yeah, dude. Like, seriously, dude. Like, surf's up, Xenos. High tide at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Some of those comics was just crazy. Although, one of my favorite non-canon comics is actually Judge Dredd versus Aliens. Actually,
mine was Superman versus Aliens.
I didn't read that.
How would that even be like? How would that even be fair?
Hulk Hogan versus Xenos.
Let me tell you something, brother. You better face hug someone else.
Right, just takes off the face hugger. Can't do nothing to these 28-inch pythons, brother. Stomp.
That was my favorite one.
I could see that being a real thing, too. That's what fucks me up.
But as far as the Superman versus aliens, Superman somehow lost his powers. So
he wound up on a planet with not a red sun.
Red sun.
Yeah. Oh geez, don't you hate it when that happens?
Yellow sun. Without a yellow sun, it was still a sun. I think it was a blue sun. So he had some powers, and the Xeno attacks him and scrapes up his chest, and he's like, "Well, you're new, aren't you?" And so he has to save somebody. It was so stupid, and I'm like, "You still have
whoa there, little fella."
Stop.
Gonna hurt yourself there.
Stop. Anyways, getting back to it.
You never know what to write. Just throw shit at a dartboard, and if it sounds somewhat decent, write it. It'll sell millions.
Yeah, homeless shotgun honestly, versus fucking Xenos.
In this day and age, that's exactly what it's like now.
But what about you, DJ? Can you think of any animes that did it better than the mangas?
Scryde.
Ooh, Scryde. Yeah, Scryde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because the manga, Gibby's kind of confused face. Yeah, Scryde it's an anime series about humans, but it's like, okay, like humans who have this, humans who are born with the ability to actually alter matter into other forms, basically. Yeah, like the main character can actually like absorb matter and he can turn his arm into like a golden
gauntlet.
Golden fist and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, I mean, like think X-Men, but like I said, it's just pure matter manipulation. It's pretty good.
You've seen High School DxD, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so think what the main character does, just that almost everybody can do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, not everybody can do it, but a good chunk of the population.
Did you say Scryde or Pride?
Scryde.
S-C-R-I-D-E?
No,
S-C-R-Y-D-E. Yeah, so okay. The I is a right, Y. Right.
Okay, well, I'm putting that in my to-read list because it actually sounds fucking cool.
the manga is kind of like, it's kind of scrunched up and it's kind of like, they throw like plot hooks in at you like literally out of nowhere and you kind of expect it to care. It's like this one guy's fighting with the main character. It's like, oh, by the way, we're brothers.
Huh?
Yeah. It's like that.
All right.
It's like, Wait, okay. How do you know we're brothers? Well, we have the same birthmark on our hand.
On our balls. You know, how do you know what I got on my balls?
Because we're brothers.
There you go, like this. Like, this is it.
Yeah. And yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah, the manga, right back, gentlemen. Great Russian ideas, but yeah. Like I said, it's too rushed. Like, all right, it was too rushed. The plot points didn't make no sense. And like, sometimes, like, some storylines would just fall off. And it's only 5 volumes, so I mean, you could knock it out of that.
Oh, you can burn through it really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, but the anime, oh my gosh, it flushes out so much more, both the characters and the world, and like you know, and their abilities and how it works.
How it works is so much more important, and like the story that they tell between the two main characters is so much more important than in the fucking manga, because you were like, because I remember we watched this fucking show and we were both like blown away at like how cool this was, right? Mm-hmm. And you called it, this was the beginning of the mecha arm thing, like you called it way way the fuck back when. This was 17 years ago almost, and we watched this anime. We were both like, yeah, dude, if the anime was this good, imagine what the manga has to offer. It has nothing to offer. It has so much nothing to offer. There is less here than the fucking anime. What, at least give me some anime titties. It didn't even do that.
Oh, it even lacked the titties for lack of story?
Dude, like, honestly, like, because, like, it's never hinted, it's kind of hinted in, like, the anime, but, like, just,
come on.
Something. You're the manga. You can publish this. Give me something. It didn't. Yeah. Good call, though. Jim.
Yeah. The manga's a huge disappointment.
Gigantic fucking disappointment. Just
see, that's got me thinking of like what I've read. Ah, Kinnikuman or Kinnikuman. Ultimate Muscle, whichever one you want to go with.
God, man, I haven't seen that in years.
I mean, either or, they kind of the stories kind of differ a little bit, but it's both goofy. Like, until it actually gets like actual wrestling tournaments, they're both goofy as shit one shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to me that, yeah, I mean, that's true. And it's like, it's crazy to me that they can, like, especially Ultimate Muscle, like how long that series is.
It's still going.
There you go. And I was like, this just came from a one shot. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful because it's just, if you like pro wrestling and you like manga style, boom, Ultimate Muscle, that's what you get.
It is all you need. Stupid, but awesome.
Yeah, it's still kind of crazy. Yeah, well, yeah.
You really? You're going to sit there and try to tell me the straight face, it ain't stupid as fuck?
It's stupid as fuck. But,
okay, then.
Okay, this is, I should have brought this up when you were talking about One Punch Man. There's another joke manga that the jokes land a hell of a lot better in anime form, and that's Bobobo.
Bobobo.
Yeah, they have this. It's the same story, but some of the jokes just land better. Like when you have the scenes where you have the guy just doing daily chores in Bobobo's nose hair.
Uh-huh.
For some reason in the manga, it's like, aha, that's funny. But when you actually see, you know, his nose hairs like move like grass and he's just hanging up clothes, or something big happens and they close a big garage door. So it's just one of those where the jokes will land a lot better actually seeing them with the delivery and not just reading it.
Bro, I just thought of another one. Speaking of old school, Outlaw Star.
Ooh, I love that series. Though I haven't read the manga though.
You're not missing a fucking thing. It is 4 times the length for half the content.
Oh God.
Oh, it's one of those,
dude. Because this is what we did back in the day. Okay, give me, like, I know it's the opposite way now. You read the manga, then you go to the series. You know what I mean, to see if it's any better or worse or whatever. Back in the fucking day, we used to get the anime way before we got the manga because it just took that much longer to translate, and there was no digital copies available. So this is just what we did, right? And Outlaw Star was one of those things where we got it, and it was awesome. It was hard-hitting. It was Cowboy Bebop-esque. It took place in outer space, had cool guns, cool villains, cool aliens, awesome music. And then the manga hits about a year later, and I was so excited, dude. It was at Major Players. Remember that? DJ?
No.
Major Players on Dire and Frederick?
Was it called Major Players?
Yeah.
I thought it was called something else.
No. But anyways. So I was like, I ran down there. Literally when it debuted, I ran down to Major Players and I picked up all seven volumes. Or I think it was like six or seven volumes of the manga. Brought it home, burned through them, took them back. Because I was like, that was stupid.
Oh, it was that bad? Like that it's, much less
it was,
content?
Yeah, it was the show just drawn out. Oh. Just completely drawn out. He did a Tolkien. Everybody got a backstory. Everybody. The good guys, the bad guys, the ship, the bottle of water, the coffee maker. Everyone got a fucking backstory. What's that? That dude that tripped in the background four panels ago. He gets a backstory. Get Fox!
I know, right? But like I said, to be fair to Tolkien needed to do all that because he was literally creating a world.
I get that. But they weren't.
I know, right? I can think of two series, actually, where I think the anime did it better than the manga. The first one is honestly more practical use, and that's fucking Attack on Titan.
We talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, yep. For one fucking reason, at least to me. It didn't take 50 fucking years to come up with the next fucking chapter.
Oh, is that why they're making a final season part 3 episode 4 quarterly review?
Yeah, here's the manga. It's like, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. Satisfied? Story's done. Here goes the anime.
Take your shit, go home.
Yeah, it's like, I'll get to it, I get to it, bitch. And I'm gonna sleep for 7 years like a cicada.
That's why we get final season episode. That's why we get final season part 2 episode 96. Don't worry, the last part's coming out in 2 years.
Mustard, you remember Major Players? Don and Dyer and Frederick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. He remembers.
Look at that! I forgot the name.
Those guys were assholes in there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like a typical pretentious douchebag nerds. They got bullied in high school, so now they have to take revenge on everybody else.
Pretty much, yeah.
And the second nerd series on nerd is violence. To me, the second series to violence. Me is obviously Guyver.
Guyver, I could take or leave because there was so many iterations of it.
Yeah, but the one reason though,
at
least in the new series, in the newest iteration, which was actually quite a while ago. But here's the reason for me.
Huh.
It ends. The manga's still going.
I know. Like I said, it's in so many fucking mediums.
Yeah.
Guyver the video game. And Guyver the board game. This
started even before Berserk.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's Guyver not Monopoly. A short series.
I had to sneak that one in.
I have Guyver to. Monopoly. Dude, am I joking, DJ? In Japan, Guyver is everywhere.
Yeah, especially like in its heyday, like I think like in the late 80s, early 90s. Oh, yeah. That was plenty of...
Guyver.
Iterations and stuff like that. I mean, of course, Japan, but like I said, we cut up with that kind of shit. But yeah, no.
Guyver
like,
the anime. And, Guyver the anime's course, anime.
The anime. No, don't forget the live action movies.
The Guyver, the live action movie, both in Japan and America.
Yeah. American movies. And here's Mark a nice Hamill. Little tidbit for most people who probably don't realize. Guyver. The main character was played by David Hayter, freaking Solid Snake, Metal Gear.
Guyver the dating game.
You're just coming up with them at this point.
I'm 99% sure they exist.
I feel like he got the Mario treatment just from the way you guys are talking.
He did.
Oh, God.
And since, Guyver was huge, especially in Japan, you know?
Guyver nowadays,
I'm not
book.
Quite sure because... You know, everything else coming out.
Dude, there was Guyver. There was Guyver checks for banks in Japan.
That's funny.
I'm not kidding.
Like, I don't know, but like I said, this show, it's still going. It's still going, and I go back every once in a blue moon just to, you know, catch up and see how it goes. And I'm like,
open the door.
It's like, where are you going? Like, yeah, where are you going with this? Yeah. Like, did this story really need to last? Like, because there was like, as far as I remember, there was at least three climaxes throughout the whole series where it could have ended. It's like, we're satisfied, we're here, but he's still going. I'm like, what the heck else? Like, you know, it's like,
oh, you mean the climax where he died?
Which one?
Yes.
Like, yeah, like there was one he gets like super armor and then like mecha armor, and it's like
mecha super mega armor,
you know. Oh yeah, and I think there's time travel.
There is a time travel one, and there is a it? Fucking that's the it? One
that's it. Oh,
and there's also a Godzilla crossover, but they couldn't get the rights, so it's just kaiju crossover.
Ah, they did that sneaky. They did that sneaky way of doing it.
Dude, you have no idea.
It's Godzilla, but due to copyright laws, we can't exactly explicitly say it's Godzilla. But yeah, still, we should run like it's Godzilla. That shit.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, oh, but
God, you're right. You don't protect shit. Yeah.
Well, oh, I got an example.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say an example of the manga being better simply because the second season got absolutely shafted. Gantz. The second season of Gantz got absolutely shafted at the ending.
I do agree. That ending was shit. I do agree with that.
They made a friend of the movie.
I don't care. It should have just continued there. Like, say all you want, but it should have continued on instead of just being
there's
like...
There's only one reason I can actually take that stance. And that's because if Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood had not Full Metal Alchemist had not ended in the movie the way that it did, you can ask DJ, a friend of ours lent me the whole DVD set and was like, please, please, before you react, watch the movie at the end of the anime. I want all my discs back.
I was the one who told you. He's like, dude, calm down. There's a movie that is the series. I promise you. Because
I had
Dead Man was like, pissed. Dead Man was like, he was pissed like I was with the first Saints Row game.
Had that shit ready to snap, and I was like, this isn't mine. I'll replace it. I need to destroy this. This must not exist.
And I was like, dude, there's a movie. It continues and it ends. I promise, dude.
So that's the only reason I can actually, with honesty, say that the Gantz movie made up for it. So
no, I feel like, I feel like they made a movie, but the movie was just covering one arc.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the...
it's not the final arc. It's not the final arc.
That's not the final arc. That is
arguably, though, it is the most important one.
No, it's not. No, the fuck it ain't.
Arguably.
No, it is not.
Which one?
Arguably,
the most important?
Yeah, which one?
The most important one is probably the end where they actually explain what all the aliens are. Because the movie, the movie, if I am thinking correctly, if we're thinking of the same thing, they go to Tokyo where there's a giant battle between different Gantz-style teams, that entire thing. If we're thinking of the same thing here.
Are you thinking of the Netflix CGI one?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. Oh, that's not the one you're thinking of?
No, this one was way back when. This one came out like 2 years after the anime ended. And yeah,
wasn't that where they actually showed the face of a lot of historical figures?
Yeah.
Oh, so they did actually. Oh, nope. Okay, then yeah. If you're talking about that one, I take back my whole argument and my whole yelling at you then. If that's what we're talking about. I forgot that existed. For some reason, my brain was like, homie, that doesn't exist. And then you spoke it. I was like, oh, wait, yeah, shit. I remember people yelling and bitching about it. Yeah, I took that and ran with it. Nope. Yep, that does exist. I take back my argument then.
But yeah,
Touché.
But speaking of cinematic, let's switch over to Demon Slayer here, because Demon Slayer, I believe, is one of the more beautiful animes we've had in quite a long time, cinematically speaking. And I think I know so many people say that the manga is so much better, I argued that the anime is on par with the manga because honestly, you get to see this stuff in motion. And it's on top of that,
shot for shot, dude.
And the seeing it in motion is different than a picture. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And on top of all of that, seeing the demon with the rooms, like the way the rooms flipped, seeing that in live action made so much more sense than the manga. According to me, you know what I mean?
No, it did. It did.
And honestly, the voice acting in this fucking series is probably top 10.
On the dubbed over, too. The dubs are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really don't miss either war.
So, my question to you guys is, you know, when it comes to cinematics, how important is it to tell the story?
Well, it's really important, especially if you got something like Demon Slayer or you have something along the lines of any big story. Actually, if you want to pull something like cinematics, you're going to want to make sure that the story is clear as day, because if not, you're going to piss off a lot of people. It is going to go down as a shit storm.
I feel like importance to like actual plot, cinematics doesn't have a lot to play in, but in terms of making like the series overall more engaging and more enjoyable, more entertaining, then yeah, the cinematics matter a lot. Because like you have, I'll give you an example, like Redo of Healer. Cinematics in that anime are garbage. Like, they really are. Some of the ways they just float across the screen. The fucking town looks the same in every goddamn shot. Like,
very Hanna-Barbera.
It's not very good. But the plot itself was there, you know? That's kind of what kept the show going. So I guess it's not, cinematics aren't too important to the plot. But like I said, to make it overall more entertaining and engaging and more fun to watch, definitely a factor. Because I'm not gonna lie to you, Redo of Healer got boring for me. It did.
Well, if that's going from somebody who like will pay attention to the art, like pay more attention to the background or how the characters look, compared to somebody who just pays attention to the story.
No. Mustard is definitely a story guy, but you know, he grew up alongside me, and you know, he got the same education of, you know, cinematics and storytelling that I got. So, you know, and he got even more of it secondhand off of me. So, you know, he appreciates good cinematics, you know what I mean, as well as story. So, you know, he's coming from a place of being right in the middle. DJ, what do you think, man?
I think it all depends on what kind of story you're trying to tell. I mean cinematics and all that. I mean, on the subject of Demon Slayers, yeah. I mean, I kind of agree that the anime was actually slightly better because you can actually see what they're doing. I read some of the manga, and sometimes it's like you look at the page and it's like, what the hell is this shit? I have no idea what the fuck this is even remotely supposed to be. Then you see in the anime, it's like, okay. Well, goddamn.
Zenitsu being a perfect example of that. In the manga, you got, you know, him falling asleep, and then it's the lightning bolt and he's gone, and it's like, they just forget to draw on this page? What the fuck? Not till you get onto the next page. Oh, okay. He just moved faster. Like, it's one of those, like, they fucked up. This went to print? But,
well, that's also another point that Mustard brought up a while ago. Chainsaw Man. Yeah. Is another one of those, like, the story's good, but the cinematics, you can actually tell what's going on.
Yeah.
You can actually see all the blood and stuff, and all the blood, gore, and fighting, instead of just, what the sweet hell is going on in this panel?
Yeah, and especially since it's mostly black and white. And they have to do the blood mostly black, so you know what I mean? It's just so much hashed out, you know what I mean? It's so, and, yeah. I mean, like, for me, going back to Ghost in the Shell, I think it was one of the more important factors of what made that movie incredible. Now, Danny, welcome to the show. He says storytelling is most important, and when not done right, either in manga, wrestling, or dramatic podcasts, it can hurt a brand. I mean,
he's not wrong. I mean,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But then again, I think it also kind of depends on the, what exactly you're telling. Because if you're just, four nerds just talking about some fucking stupid shit every Sunday, well, who gives a shit?
Who the fuck is that? I need to go beat their ass.
But,
yeah, they need it.
I mean, storytelling can sometimes take a back seat, and I'm okay with it. And I'll tell you, and I'll give you a perfect example of a classic where storytelling absolutely takes a back seat and you're just wrapped up in the moment. Rocky's fights.
I don't know.
I do.
I don't think it's a back seat at all. Like, truth
you got
told.
Your ticket to the fight? You know why he's fighting? You know who he's fighting for? Sit down in the fucking stands, bitch. We're here to watch two guys beat the living shit out of each other. Dude, and for the next 18 minutes, they beat the living shit out of each other, and all you're doing is rooting for Rocky. Well, you kind of forget that Adrian's there, that everybody's rooting for him, and he's the underdog. And he loses, mind you, and that's why sometimes storytelling can take a backseat, because everybody forgets that he loses. He loses the first movie.
But that's just it. Like, no, but even the fights tell a story. I mean,
of how hard he got his ass kicked.
No, and I was like, no, how hard he refused to go down. Because you remember Apollo was like, what the fuck? I mean, you know, like I said, he's not saying these, but you can see the expressions, you can see the movement. It's like, God damn it, you're supposed to be an easy win. What are you doing? Yeah. You just see Rocky like, I gotta keep going, I gotta keep going. And I mean,
ain't gonna put me down with it.
and because it ended in a draw, that fight, the storytelling of the fight, you understand more why Apollo was so upset in the sequel. It's like, it's like, I won, but I didn't beat him. You understand?
Yeah.
And yet
there is dramatic storytelling in every punch, says Danny. And that's what I mean, though. Like, the storytelling does take a backseat to the cinematics and what's happening.
Well, that's also Kong versus Godzilla. Whatever story existed there, I do not give a flying shit about. I just see monkey versus lizard. That's all I need.
Well, no, I think that was the better example would be King of Monsters, because with Kong versus Godzilla, you kind of get the overall point. They're making Mechagodzilla. Godzilla doesn't like it, and then they bring Kong to fight him. You know, that's
the King of Monsters.
To be honest with you, that's a brain dead story as it is. So it doesn't take much for it to be there, but like King of Monsters, I have no idea what the fuck's going on with the plot. I have no idea what the fuck's happening. Why are they doing that? Why are they taking out fucking Mothra? Why are they doing that?
Don't know. These killing the things. Fuck? It's awesome.
Yeah.
Watch the lizard work.
Like, next thing we know, he's in Antarctica and shit. Like, what?
Who
the
cares?
Fuck?
King Ghidorah is here.
Story. Just,
and there he is.
That's what he does.
Yeah. Like, damn. I forget his name. But, what was it like?
Like, we never know why King Ghidorah is
King of Monsters. Damn.
King Ghidorah?
Yeah, King Ghidorah. Or Ghidorah, right? Or is it Fedora?
King Ghidorah. You said he put some respect on his name, boy.
I will not respect a usurper.
He is not a usurper, bitch. No. He is King Ghidorah for a reason.
No, he's.
But
a bitch,
you know what?
I'm sorry.
What is
only
a
one
king?
True king.
To God.
No, there's only one true king, and that's fucking Godzilla.
No, it's in his fucking name, God.
He's king of the monsters.
He is
exactly.
God.
Exactly. That's what he says. We call him king of the monsters.
I worship him, dude. I'd be like in New Tokyo. I'd be like, well. So, by old religion, I got my god.
We don't know why King Ghidorah is there. We don't know why they're digging up Mothra. We don't know what the fuck is happening. We're just big shit hitting each other.
I'm here for monsters. That's it. I don't care about anything else that's happening here.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, I do. Like, don't you get the fuck out! Monster, get this usurper out.
Fucking, oh, that's very nice that you do. Anyway,
tase him and make him leave.
extreme.
You tased him twice for that. Here, take my taser. Use them both.
At the same time.
That's just, but yeah, any Godzilla movie, what's the story? Godzilla hits things.
What's yes. more? Shut up. Who cares?
Yeah.
I would what? Like to
know. So, and,
Big Lizard
and,
dude thing, don't ask.
And in that sense, like cinematography is very much more important than actual plot in those movies.
Yeah. Good example. That was a perfect example.
Some really interesting storytelling. In
yeah, that's what tased him.
One more time. One more time, DJ.
Terminator's another really good example. Robot kill things. The rest of it's just visuals.
Yeah,
it's an awesome sure visual. A lot
more than just that, especially the second one with Sarah Connor's monologuing.
Robot kill things.
But I thought one of the main things in Terminator was the story of it.
Yes. Robot kill things.
I mean, it's got a bunch of timey-wimey-wobbly-tobbly stuff, you know?
Wibbly-wobbly-timey-wimey bullshit.
It's kind of dumb, dude.
But there's a lot.
You keep talking. I'm sending the robot after you. Your door's just going to get kicked in. Are you DJ?
No.
Just a giant leather jacket.
I know, right? It's
like, there is no safe word here.
You've never seen DJ fly out a window faster than that.
There's no safe word here. Jeez.
We're about to get fucked. I don't like where this is going.
Did you bring
neither do I, but it must happen.
No, it yeah, that's actually a really good point. Must like a robot kill things? There's a story there. Sure there is, pal. I'm sure there is. Tase him.
Here's a storybook. Yeah. Keep entertained while the rest of us watch
Predator.
This.
Predator is another one. We're
literally
for the
though. There's no
fight.
Fucking point to Predator. Like, why are we here? Why are we doing this? Why is he here?
There is.
Shut the fuck up, man.
All three of the security tase him three times, right?
His own fanboy security team.
Storytelling is not a crime.
Shut up!
In between tases. Who asked you?
I mean, really, if you want to think about it, any slasher flick. That
any fucking horror, almost any horror movie, yeah.
Well, no, Nick Cage has paid the ghost had a very interesting plot, okay?
Yeah, and it was those 15 fucking seconds of that dude fighting that flame, because that's all I remember of that movie. Yep. That's it.
Obviously not. It wasn't. Let's see. A horror movie that had a good plot.
I'll wait.
Wait.
It. Yep, we're here.
It.
Yeah.
It had a good plot.
Actually, there's quite a few horror movies that actually have a good plot. Cabin in the Woods, even though.
Cabin of the Woods is pretty good.
You know.
Was it Cabin Evil in the Dead? Woods where it was like a whole government team betting on shit?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it was a government team trying to prevent the catastrophic ending of the world by sacrificing a group of people. And then
I mostly remember it as running bets. That's all I remember from that.
No, yeah, they were running bets on how they would activate, how they would get killed.
I still watch that movie like a lot.
It's a dark comedy. Like, I remember you and Dead Man.
I'm sorry, like I still believe that, but I still watch that movie a lot.
Dead Man starting again.
But because I like to point out all the ways they have already lost even before they failed the mission before they even realize it, and I still try to figure out who the traitor is, because they hint throughout the movie there's a traitor who's actually trying to get the Titans you know out of their little hidey hole. And I'm still trying to figure out, like, who is it, you know, because this is Joss Whedon. He has a habit of literally putting the clue right in front of your eyes, you know, in his shit.
Wasn't there supposed to be a second one made?
Might have been Sigourney.
Probably.
No, the whole world's dead. Like, there would not be a second movie. They literally destroyed the Earth.
You know, unless they show us try to fight back against those fuckers.
The last, like, the last 10 seconds of that film are pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, it's like, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I love counting. I just love checking out all the ways, like, you've already failed. You just don't know it yet. It's like, you fail here, you fail there, you fail there. It's like, I love it. Like, there's so many, like, little details in that movie.
The little kids on the screen, fuck you.
Yo, seriously, this still trips me out. It's like,
How hard is it to kill little children?
I mean, dude, that's some child hating. That's worthy of me. That's worthy of DJ. Mm-hmm. We gotta kill some kids. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'm gonna bring up one where the cinematography beats the story by 100,000%. Mm-hmm. Any Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah.
No, they can lose in both categories too, you know.
I don't know, man. Seeing Steven Seagal just sit there and doing the up down chops, I'm there. Whatever story's there, I don't care.
Mustard,
he's a trained
mustard.
Professional.
Mustard,
like,
you ready?
He's like, it's time.
I'm like, what? Oh God, you found it? Were you looking for it this whole time?
What is this?
Can't hear nothing.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
No, you don't need to hear anything. It's fine.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Dude. Okay, I love how the flame actually tries to go for her. It doesn't go anywhere else. Like, I'm with this bitch. You notice that shit? It's like, yeah. He's like, come here just a little bit longer. I'm going to
support that cook. That cook did not hesitate, dog.
That huh? kick, he was on
that,
it.
That kick did not hesitate. He pulled out the rag and started.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's true. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. That flame just tripped me out. It's like, I have a guy right next to me. I can scorch. But no, that flame was reaching for her. Like, but this bitch.
I can't, but look at the cook, bro. Because he's so calm about it. Like, this is the bit that Mustard did that I was laughing for days, and I don't mean like laughing, like giggling. I'm talking about like I'm crying. Do it, Mr. Julian.
Fucking.
Mama, save me from the ghost.
Oh! What are you doing? Let's go. Come on. Hey, come on.
Dang it! This happened again.
Second time this week, son of a bitch.
Yo, seriously, someone call the gas man. We need to fix this shit.
What are you doing? Come on.
It's like, you know, seriously, like, you know, who skipped up on the gas bill again? Larry, I'm looking at you.
Larry, God damn it.
I can't do it.
Come on. Whoa. Hey.
Like, he had that, like, and you know that's not the first time, because he had it on deck ready.
Yeah, dude, like, yeah, it's dude,
what's the best way to stop a fire? You just beat the shit out of it, man.
Oh my god.
What's this called again?
Pay the Ghost.
Pay the Ghost.
Oh, I'm gonna check this out later.
It's a fucking Nick Cage movie, dude.
that explains so much. I don't know why, but that explains so much when you say it's a Nick Cage movie. Okay.
I can't fucking see. Oh, because there's nothing leading up to it. There's nothing leading up to it in the fucking movie. She's just talking about something she may have thought she heard in something rather another than just that. And then that just happens. Yeah, then the dude's just on it. Like, he just starts beating the fuck out of the goddamn flames. Like, it kills me, bro. Oh.
Like a holy rag.
Just come on. Come on!
Oh my fuck! Oh,
so that's what firefighters do, huh?
Oh my god!
Just go in with a thing full of rags to a burning building.
Yeah.
This 15 dudes with rags.
I mean, we
haven't lost a house yet.
You know, right? I'll take care of this raging inferno. Seriously. If only we had rags during the Mount St. Helens explosion.
All right. If only we had rags in the 1940s.
They were made in 19
California.
If only Chicago had rags. Oh, God, I'm crying, dude. I'm trying so hard to come back because I'm trying.
That just set your brain to factory default.
It did.
Mm-hmm. It does every time. Every time he watches or every time you mention the stupid rag.
I can't do it. It's like anybody here would have grabbed like a fire extinguisher or something. No, a homie just went at it. You're like, shut
up. Yeah, because that's a fucking grease fire, bro. You can't put water on that motherfucker.
That's hellfire, bro. Did you see that shit, dude? That was a Ghost Rider popped in the kitchen for a minute, man.
Turn off he the went at that and bitch. Pray to God.
He went up to that motherfucker with a shaka, shaka.
Come on. Damn it, Earl.
We found Ghost Rider's next villain in his next comic.
We've had three cooks quit this past week because they went home without any eyebrows. Swear to God.
But Tim has been around here the longest.
He doesn't care anymore.
He has cancer, so he's really affected by it. He's
like, wait, what the?
imagine. Look into my.
And it goes for me like, what kind of sadist uses a rag? Ow! This is hellfire! Oh my god.
You want to know how to derail an entire conversation? Just show Deadman that clip.
Yep.
Yep. He's about to fall out of his damn chair with that, bro.
His chair's gonna fucking break. It's big. It's mercy.
Oh, God.
I can hear it screaming from here. Someone show him something stupid so he'll sit up.
Oh, okay. Dead man. Have you checked out IRS.com yet?
No.
Oh, man. IRS.com.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm trying to get back on track here. The latest episode of Demon Slayer gives us a brand new setting, a brand new characters, and actually we start to learn about what it is to fight a higher level demon. She even specifically said that fighting a higher level demon is equivalent to almost 10 years of hardcore training. So now we're entering a new arc, not only a new arc, but a new level of power for Tanjiro. And the question remains, you know, if Tanjiro did that, you know, at such a young age and such a young rank in the Demon Slayers,
right,
what does that make him like? What does that mean about the sword that he had at the beginning when the sword turned black and said that those that wield the black sword rarely live long lives?
That gets explained later, like his shit. Yeah, I don't really know how to go about it without spoiling it.
Yeah, that's about. This is the Red Light District, right?
No,
that's what arc?
No, we're on the Swordsmith Village arc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that whole black sword thing, that gets explained later. And
so it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
No, not the sword color.
Well,
because so the sword meaning the sword color meaning is like, based on what kind of breathing style and fight style that you have, that's what the sword kind of works around.
So his was water to begin with. Now he's adopted fire as well.
Well, he didn't really have one. Like, he didn't have a specialty. He kind of used whatever he could.
Oh, okay. So it's just, like, undecided.
Pretty much.
He's Avatar. He's Aang.
Pretty much, like his swordsman style hasn't been like determined yet.
Yeah, neat. Okay. So,
but that gets changed later. I don't even know if it would be this episode, today's episode. But it does get like.
In that case, let's continue on. Now, here's why I wanted to talk about cinematics and stuff like that. And actually, Mustard wanted to talk about cinematics today, but he's also really hungover, so I'm kind of leading the charge.
Yeah. Please, thank you. I'm here, though.
Now, as far as cinematic... as far as cinematics goes, where do you think this is going to lead? Where do you think this new arc is going to lead?
Dude, this is probably going to be the fucking, like, this is probably going to be the most intense one that we've ever seen. Because now that they've taken out higher, the upper ranked demons, that alone, they say it in the new episode that hasn't happened in 100 years.
113.
So the fact that the tides are changing means something's fucking happening. So we haven't seen anything yet, pretty much.
Gibby?
Oh, I'm out of this one, man. I got to the red light district, and that is where I stopped reading. Like, I looked at my Shonen Jump app, and that is right where I stopped. So, and I did not watch the newest episode.
Oh, damn.
Right. Damn.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. No, like, I need to catch up on that series myself.
It's amazing, bro.
Yeah, it's a great series. Oh, yeah, I love it. Like you know, the elemental effects alone. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it's fucking gorgeous.
So, I'm sorry, DJ. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I my apologies.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those. You know, barely have any time to myself, and there's a lot of good stuff out these days. It's mm-hmm. like hard to pick and choose what to watch. Although
there really is.
Like, I was, like, really watching My Hero Academia for, like, the longest time. Though, after, The Handman, after his arc, I think it's kind of, like, dropping in quality and stuff like that. So it's kind of like one of those,
It picks back up after the prison.
Yeah, well, here's hoping.
No, it does. It does. There's actually... As far as, like, My Hero Academia goes, like, there is actually a really, really interesting moment of brevity that happens after the prison break. And it really is interesting. Because I've never seen something like that done in, like, a hero aspect. You know what I mean? Like, there's this moment of just, like, just it's a reality check. And I was really, really impressed with, like, how they did it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of things happen, right? And like the rest, like, well, it's not like the rest of the series. This part of the series very much depends on Deku, right? Like, Deku is the man right now. And certain stuff happens, and then so Deku has to become something that he was never ready to be. And on top of all of that, finally, you see some brevity for the heroes. You know what I mean? Like, God, well, I'm trying to do it without spoiling it. So, yeah, everybody has quirks, but the heroes are the ones that are elevated above, right? Those are literally the superheroes. They're superhuman. They're metahuman in one way or another. And what happens in this 1-2 episode arc is you are literally forced to see Deku. Not as a superhero, not as the metahuman, but as a fucking 16-year-old kid. And it is a really grounding moment. And I do mean this. It is really fucking grounding because even I was like in my feels for like a couple of minutes about the whole thing. And,
you make me want to read it, Dead Man. Like, every time you talk about My Hero Academia, you want me to get farther into it.
Well, and like I said, this is after the prison break, right? There's a lot of bullshit that happens up until the prison break. But after the prison break, yeah, like...
It's a good series. You should give it a shot. It really
no, no. Dead Man was hyping it up for the longest time. He would always recommend My Hero Academia. Like, he'd be like, dude,
because
read
of the way
it.
I,
it gets good.
I,
it gets good.
The way
good.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Yeah, it gets good. It gets good. And I was like, okay, I'm going to read it. Yeah. I got to Tanjiro's father, Endeavor.
Yeah.
I got to the apprentice arc of that. And I'm like, I can't. I
that slows down your bad.
Humanly possibly cannot get through this. I am so bored reading this. I am falling asleep.
Yeah, so, it is a bit of a slow burn.
Yeah, that part, you can literally skip the apprentice arc.
Oh,
so,
I can?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, thank God.
There's literally nothing that happens there. Literally nothing happens. So my question, going back to Demon Slayer, and this is where we'll open up a little bit more discussion. Do you guys think that Demon Slayer set a new standard for anime, as far as cinematics goes?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yes.
All right, Gibby, lead the charge on this one.
I think it definitely has, not only in storytelling, but with how picture perfect the animation is. Like, they made sure not to fuck up in one single spot. The line work is perfect. The way all the scenes are animated, the dubbing, the voice acting in general. There is not one spot that I've watched, the couple episodes that I have watched, where I'm like, this is kind of like they went for the outfield, but they didn't even get it past first base. Like, they Babe Root the shit. So now another company see that, they're like, if we want to be compared to something like that, we're going to have to do better. So, they set a line, a very, very high line for a lot of animes that are following.
Yeah, I agree.
Mustard, go ahead.
I agree. Just in all the colors and all the, like, background scenes and all, like, the fighting scenes, like, all of the camera work and, like, art and the art style, like, it's just so clean, bro. You know what I mean? It's just so, like, it's like... I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's super fucking pleasant to look at, you know?
It's not an eyesore. It's not an eyesore of an anime. That you're like, the story is there, but, gosh, she ain't the prettiest. She does the job, but she ain't exactly the prettiest to look at. Oh, no, this is beautiful to look at. Mm-hmm. Especially if you got a nice big TV and you're just like, big, big pretty colors. Pretty colors, big fights, love it. Not going to look away.
Definitely, yeah.
DJ?
I will say for television series, yes. Although not for movies. I think that was already captured with Miyazaki's work.
Ghibli.
Spirited Away.
Ghibli, yeah.
Ponyo, like, goddamn. That guy is like Disney in its prime type of quality shit. But he hasn't slipped up yet. But as far as TV series goes, yeah, I will agree with that. But movies, that was already kind of accomplished.
I will say that nothing's come close to Mononoke in his library.
Well, yeah, I mean, to me, that's my favorite and the highlight. Spirit Away, highest one. But I still love the shit out of Spirit Away, Nick Ponyo, and all this other shit.
But like, as far as like complex storytelling, everything else has been kind of linear. Mononoke had some really, like, Shakespearean shit going on with it. You know what I mean? Like, betrayal.
Like, there was no real bad guy. You could literally see both sides of the conflict.
And, like, that's why I love Mononoke so, so much. And I know, like, I can... You know, the funny part is because of the gore, I forget it's a Ghibli film. And it's weird. But, do you guys think there's any anime out there right now that stands toe to toe with Demon Slayer?
In terms of overall quality, not really. Not right now.
Yeah, like what we based off of, like, popularity or
no. Like storytelling, animation, stuff like that.
I don't think so. Just personally, no.
No, I mean, the only one that maybe, I can't even say that because it's only like one episode where they smack it out of the field with a animation. But beyond that, One Piece. But One Piece has one episode where they were in Wano, and they came back from its big hiatus. They went balls to the wall with the animation. Then after theirs, it's just so beyond that. No, there's really nothing that compares. Yeah, off top of my head, at least.
Yeah, if we're talking storytelling, the only series I can honestly think of right now off the top of my head that comes close to Demon Slayer is honestly perhaps My Hero Academia. Because there's like a lot of underlying storytelling points that's easy to miss.
Yeah.
But you do feel good if you catch them. It's oh my god, like for example, like perhaps one of my favorite ones was the what's his name with the burnt face and like the villains are attacking the students while they're out, you know, they're out in the woods. Yeah. And like, you know, he, you know, and the guy with the blue flame, he, you know, he grabs the ball in front of God, what's his name? You know, half and half guy.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, too bad. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, like, too bad, better luck next time. And then he says his name. How the fuck would he know his name? You know, who the fuck is this guy? And like, you know, and the way he says, like, you know, like, very specific, you know, specifically.
Skooma Addict, welcome to the show. Mustard, you come in over after they got their AC fixed.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Glad you got your AC fixed.
I mean, like...
But yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can possibly think that's close to Demon Slayer. But for right now, honestly, Demon Slayer is actually pretty much top when it comes to storytelling, like, you know, storytelling, visuals, animation, all that shit. It's just really good. And just truth be told, I think it deserves even more. I mean, it's huge, but it's like, I want this elevated more here. I mean, it's a series that everyone should be talking about.
Yeah. I think we're gonna see a whole new generation, of this kind of quality, because yeah. UFO Table is you know, they're everybody's eyeing them. They're getting picked up. You know what I mean? Like, there's all these other, you know, stories that are like looking at UFO Table beating down their fucking door going, hey animate my shit. So I think we're gonna see a new generation of animes probably within the next year or two coming out and doing this kind of thing, because I mean I have a whole bunch of favorites, but like none of them are really recent, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I really do think that, you know, it's and the reason is because I think mainly because it's so difficult to tell this kind of story while keeping the visuals interesting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we've seen this kind of story before. This is almost nothing original. It has original points to it, but we've seen a big bad create smaller bads to fight the guy that's been wronged. We've seen it before. You know what I mean?
Vengeance story.
I think the Filipino animal. Welcome, Grave Robber. It's called Trece. And Manila, where dark supernatural forces pervade the criminal underworld, it's up to Alexandra Trece to keep the peace, but there's a storm a-brewing.
Oh.
Cool.
Filipino anime.
Nice. Filipinos. Nice.
See, there's two that I have hopes for that are going to be... I'm praying that they're actually a good one. And that's, what is it, Rangers Revenge? The Power Rangers one?
Right.
Power Rangers-esque one, and then Bucket List of the Dead. Those are the two that my hopes are quite high for those. I at least hope they look pretty and they tell the story well.
You know what? I take it back. There is one that can compete on Demon Slayer's level, and that's Rise of the Shield Hero.
Yeah. That's right. I'm still waiting for fucking season two, goddammit.
Season three. Season two's out.
Oh. Well, I know what I'm going to be fucking doing.
I think the clips I've seen of it.
Maybe One Punch Man's on the same level. Like, touching
it. I'd say touching it. I'd say, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's on the same pedestal because of, like, the way that
the animation
Saitama really works. Yeah, really, really good. The fight scenes are super clean and really innovative, the way they display power. But, yeah, I think this is the renaissance of anime, and I think it's more acceptable than ever, and I think we're entering a new era of it. You know what I mean?
And a lot more people are going to support this stuff instead of, you know, seeing somebody watch anime and calling him a fucking nerd, and then, you know, it's causing it again.
Yeah,
a weeaboo. So you're going to have a bunch of people being like, oh, let me show you this. This is actually, it looks pretty. The storytelling is great. Instead of just like, oh, great. Anime titties. Anything else to add on to this?
Don't need
which is what
more
90%
anime
of people,
titties.
Yeah, which is what 90% of people who don't know what anime is think anime is.
Yeah.
Just,
pretty much.
We don't regret nothing.
This is what brought us to the dance, and this is what we're sticking with. Yeah. Anyways.
I'm not saying like, anime look, titties are bad.
I think we can end the show on the idea titties. That anime titties brought us to the fucking dance, and they're what keeps the anime community afloat.
You know, it's true. God dang. When I first saw one of those body pillows, I was like, what the f- is this?
I'll take three.
You know, seriously. Like, dang. Like, you know, that's skyrocket. Yeah, it's like, look, the sexual side of anime is huge, and it's going nowhere, suckers.
Yeah.
Shit, like, I got a Mikasa body pillow for every room in my house. Fuck you talking about.
Whoever ever says you weren't called a nerd because you watched anime, you were called a nerd because you tried to do your super moves in the lunchroom. Yeah. It was in the courtyard. Not Bro Joe says, so that's not what anime is? Yes, it is.
Yes, no, really.
Yeah. Anime is a vast genre with so many different, you know, subtypes. Tits. And it is, there's a little bit of everything.
Tits.
But
tits.
No,
tits.
We focus on the tits. look, you know, like, look, you can have whatever you want, but you better make sure to have some good old anime titties, you know, in my face.
Even Demon Slayer has anime titties in this last episode.
Right, you do damn right it does.
Oh, no, you need to cover your shirt. Your breasts are going to fall out. Ah!
Anyways, let's start wrapping this bitch up.
He's such a sweet kid.
He is. Let's start wrapping this bitch up so we can go to the post show. Alright, I'm gonna run through the promotions real quick.
Got the Naruto fanboys and the gangsters confused on who's throwing what up.
I know. Anime titties like can redo a healer? Yes. So we have a Patreon, of course, patreon.com/VT Network for $1, $3, and $5 a month. Producer credits on every episode.
Marine Mentalman video.
I'm running through this one. The Gibby's Moment of Zen and a Minute with DJ. DJ, get on it. $3 a month, producer credit on every episode, access to the post show that releases every Wednesday, A Minute with DJ, and Gibby's Moment of Zen. $5 a month is where you want to be. That is access to the monthly movie roast, access to the post show every Wednesday, name read aloud at the end of every episode, producer credits on every month, stickers every month, giveaway every 3 months. The next one is in 4 days, A Minute with DJ, and Gibby's Moment of Zen. And guess what, guys? I now have the ability to produce posters. So if you want to see posters in the Patreon of some sort of way, let me know. I now have the ability to make them, and they're not too expensive. They're actually at just the perfect price point. I partnered up with somebody local so we can have posters, VTN posters, just for you guys. And if you want that to be part of the Patreon, let me know. Because what I'm thinking of doing is that instead of a giveaway every 3 months, everybody on the Patreon will instead get a poster every 3 months. I'm thinking about doing that. So that way everybody gets one, but people like their fucking giveaways.
People like free shit.
Yeah, so, I was about to say a giveaway would be. I think a poster giveaway would probably have its own category, if you want me to be honest.
So that'll be when we reach 15 Patreons, that'll be on the $7 tier in that case. So
yeah. Oh, Grave Robber has a point in chat. Being on the airstrike tier, it's where you need to be, folks.
That is where you need to be.
Nice.
So if you don't want to do the monthly thing, we do have merch. Oh, God, no. We do have merch. We got 14 designs. I have another design in the works right now. Grave Robber has the prototype poster. Grave Robber, do you want to bring it over to me, please, if possible? Or do you want, that's fine. If you do, if you don't, that's cool. We do have 14 designs. I'm working on a 15th design that should be ready very soon. Cool part is, actually, I'll get to that after this. So, I don't know, I'm just going to click on this one. Fuck it. So this is the neon welcome sign. This comes in hats, mats, cat mats, t-shirts, long t-shirts, zip hoodies, skirts, snap cases for your phones, your iPads, art prints, fucking coaster, shower curtains, comforters, drawstring bags, masks. There's no apron? There's no fucking apron on this one. That sucks.
How can I cope with VTN now?
I know. Greeting cards, so on and so forth. And if you want to get a hold of this, that is patreon.com. It's double side taped to my... Oh, okay, cool. If you want to get to this, that is Patreon. VTNetwork.redbubble. VT.com. VT Network. VTnetwork.redbubble.com. Sorry.
That URL is a son of a bitch.
I know. VTnetwork.redbubble.com. And if you buy more than $7, you have a chance to make me puke. So far, nobody's been able to do it. Take a screenshot of your receipt of more than $7 and email it to us at vtnetwork84@gmail.com. That's just one way to contact us. VT Network number 2 is the rest of the way on every other social media. Gibby, what do you have going on?
Podcast Eddie Variety Show, released every single Thursday, and Weeb Ship Monday, released every Monday on all podcasting platforms and on YouTube at youtube.com/podcasteddie.
Mustard. Don't you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, YouTube/ColonelMustard, with the first L being an I.
Yeah. He does COD stuff, so if you want to get your video game fix, go over there.
Make videos on D's.
DJ, you're just an asshole. So,
maybe he has an OnlyFans he's trying to promote, dead man. You single him out, asshole.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm just trying to help you out, DJ.
That wasn't hooters. Helping. That was exposing.
Here we go. That is your prototype poster right there.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Nice. Thank you, Grand Robber.
Is that a foot on the wall right there?
Is that a foot on the wall? Grand Robber, is that your foot? You're giving that away for free?
Is that a hand? Is it a hand?
Like, I'm not sure.
It looks like skin.
It looks like a foot. For free, folks.
For free. You only get this content with VT Network. Oh my God. But there you go. There you go. That's the prototype poster. Anyway,
put those rippers away.
We can get the fuck out of here and go to the post show. Say goodnight, DJ.
Good night, DJ.
Let's come on, put some oomph in it. Like there's anime titties at risk.
Oh, good night, DJ.